Welcome to the Futures Channel.
We are living in a time where AI is changing our world.
In the next few episodes, we are discussing the immediate impact of AI on media creation.
It's astounding how fast, intelligent, and easy AI is to use.
In so many ways, it feels like the future has been altered for everyone right now.
Please enjoy our episodes.
Wee wee wee, the grass is so beautiful and the flowers in bloom. Burgundy, France, in the summertime is the most beautiful place on earth. If only I could capture this moment and share it with the world. Perhaps I can, with a pewter plate coated in bitumen, diluted in a lavender oil.
These are the words of Nisifor Nips looking out his window. I'm Olivia, and this is the Futures Channel episode on art. In 1822, Nisifor Nips created a process called heliography, or sun drawing, and produced the first photograph. This use of heliography eventually led to digital photography in the 1990s. In 1990, the first digital camera, the Dicam Model 1, was released. This was sold for about $1,000, and it was the first time people could store their photos. 10 years later, these digital cameras could be found in every household. Now, people use their phones to take photos, and AI allows us to identify, manipulate those objects in photos. Photographs change the world of art by giving individuals the ability to freeze time, immortalize major events in everyday life, and share experiences with people across distances. According to StreetScience.com, certain chemicals like silver chloride change color when they're shown to light. In this case, silver chloride darkens when the light hits it, allowing the photographer to capture a black and white image. The process of photography has changed, from old cameras to digital cameras to the iPhone in 2007. Photography has become very accessible, and AI is helping everyone to take awesome photographs. Estimated that 57,000 photos are taken every second, which means over 5 billion photos are taken a day worldwide. Many of these photos are entering the internet cloud, and AI is able to access these photos. Now with AI, we can generate a colorful and realistic artwork in 10 seconds, which pretty much any prompt. Most of the time, it is challenging to figure out the difference between AI photographs and real photographs. I'm here with Mr. Stapleton, who has been messing around with AI last couple of years. Well, we don't have a crystal ball. Some things about the future of photography are clear. The worldwide industry is growing, and technological innovations arrive regularly, and global opportunities will expand. Mr. Stapleton, how has technology and photography changed the art?
Hi, Olivia. Thank you for having me on your podcast. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing you're asking, because AI has been changing so much in the way of not just generating it, but also what's in the actual software. So now on your phone, when you're pointing it at something, it will identify what maybe you want it to point at and to focus on. It can also identify backgrounds so that you can remove backgrounds or remove items or people you don't want in the photo. What essentially happens because of that is your photos end up being much nicer than the original photo would have been. This is also true with generating art, in that you can now generate photos of what you want it to be. And then the question might be, is it your photo?
Interesting. And do you consider AI as a type of technology or art?
I think the answer to that question is yes. I think AI is both. I think it is technology that produces art. It is technology that produces so much more than that too, but what it's doing is taking what is, like you said earlier, 5 billion photos every day, and it's analyzing those photos, and it's helping us be able to create better photography and better art.
So how do you use AI in your photography?
Right now, I think probably AI is being used in my photography on my Pixel 7 in ways I don't even know. But I think the most normal way for me right now is for it to be able to identify objects that I'm trying to identify in my photos and backgrounds, and being able to remove subjects I don't want in the background of my photos.
Great. Thank you, Mr. Stapleton, for answering my questions. AI allows us to make created pictures in 5 seconds, like a human face merged with a fish face. But there is also danger coming back. There are cons like deepfakes, where you can't figure out which is real and which is generated by AI. From heliographs to DALL-E creating art is the most accessible it has ever been. I'm Olivia, and this is the Futures Channel.